Shut up, I'm out of my breath again.
Go ahead. Sit down in the car. They won't print it for you, man.
That's all right.
Have you ever seen for the second?
Of course, the timing is significant. November 8th, sir. raising the benefits and so forth and so on, and, you know, you always have a problem. And what can we really do? Well, we'd like to raise it. I only want to say, however, that this is, in terms of politics, or constituency, it is very much ours, has been. It's important for this country. Also, it is, has been grievously overlooked in this time of the youth culture. Everybody rushing around to Estes Park, just have something to offer, too. I think just caring is important, because I think the whole thing is we really care, and then we can run out and share the money, and do everything we can there. The whole thing, which we're doing here, meeting together, John, that we're really concerned about what the contribution you have made in the past, the contribution you still can make, the quality of life for older people, the fact that we don't want to put them out and separate them, the fact that we want to have young people to have the opportunity to continue. No, I think a little of that is just, you know, well, I believe, as a matter of fact, and because of the, I love, and I think it's just as, I mean, this respect for, talking, take our Chinese friends, what has kept the miserable continent together? I mean, it's poor, it's, I mean, famines and all the rest. Why are they so, frankly, so superior to the Indians and all other Asian people as well? Everybody laughs at it because of their great respect for age. I really do. They've given continuity. They've never had a government worth a damn. They've not had a communist government. They've never had a government. They've never had any. And yet they have sopped up every invading force. They continue to survive in every country in the world where the Chinese move, even though they're minorities there, the most potent and powerful people. Now, all of it isn't because they are, shall we say, oriented toward age. But a lot of it has. It's one thing the communist system has been able to destroy there. Sure, they've taken the Red Guard and all the rest, but there's still that respect for the older people. We are getting all so far away from it. I think young people, I tell our kids, you know, the grandmother comes around, they're both dead now, but they come around, they're a little pokey, so forth and so on, a little hard to handle, but by God, it's good for them to have them.
It is.
It's good for them to learn a little tolerance, huh?
One hard
hit that hard.
Yeah, well, the hard time is to isolate the older people.
Put them off in the Sun Cities, etc. No, those aren't nice places, but I'm glad to see that in California, the places that they, you know, like Leisure World and the rest, now they match.
Yes.
Len, you know what Leisure World is.
Yes, sir.
Magnificent place. You see all old folks. But now they've opened it up, and now middle class, middle aged people go, and they all enjoy it. They have a hell of a good time.
One of the
The Dutch have done it, you know, in their housing.
Right.
That's another thing, when we talk about it. The Moynihan has all the figures on that. And where the Dutch, Isn't that true? Because it's all bad.
Percentage-wise,
you go into burst control. You go into burst control.
That's my point, right?
If you begin to have a burst control, a higher proportion, that's what I think, looking to the future, the proportion of our people that will be older in this country, in all the advanced countries, becomes greater, right?
It's true in Europe.
It is not true in the non-advanced countries where they're still, you know, like this Latin America, everybody's below 18, practically, you know, half the people. But that's a different situation. Our country, where people are now, you know, the birth control bed stopping too, et cetera, et cetera. People are old, and you keep people going. But you know, that really, the thing is, the saddest thing that you've done is to go to these rest homes. And I know that they have to have them. I know that, you know, their families can't keep them and so forth and so on. But that thing is not the care they receive. Usually they aren't bad, and they're improving all the time. But they're so damn lonely.
No,
they're so damn lonely. I've talked to these people. And if we could get a feeling among people, young people, that, you know, it's good for you to go out and see your mom, your grandfather, or your maiden aunt, or whatever it is. You go out and do it, and it's good for your soul. It really is. I think a little of that. We talk about, what can I do to help? And everybody says, well, let's go in the ghetto and help the poor with the underground, black fellow, or the Mexican, or the Puerto Rican. I'm for that. All that. That's a person starting in life. Also, let's remember, you can do something for these people, too.
When I was in law school, I went every Wednesday afternoon, all afternoon, to meet with a group of old men. They were living alone in the rooming houses of Southern end of Boston.
Wasn't it first one for you?
Oh, yeah.
Apartment and then
it was a great thing, really.
Your volunteer action agency provides a vehicle through which a great deal might be done in this.
There's going to be a reception. I'm glad you mentioned it, but I'm going to have a reception for the Volunteer Action Agency in about a week or two. Let's be sure that there is good representation from older people as well as the rest. The head of this, is the young guy who's the former president of Trinity College and head of the American Stock Exchange. It's just
Etherington.
Etherington, yeah. Now, Etherington will be youth oriented because he is relatively young himself and kind of thinks to youth parents. But I think Etherington, it would be good to be sure that Arthur and John have a talk with him. Tom and I want some orientation on the volunteer action. First, two reasons. One, because older and retired people are prime candidates to participate in volunteer action. I love to help. And second, because people who are unable to participate need the volunteers to go around and see them.
Underscoring the point of the
let me say this, Arthur. One thing that is
spirit of this country that we show a little respect for our elders. Second, I think that they had a lot to contribute that some of our younger people, including one even who's getting old, cannot contribute. But third, that the that here is an area where it's sort of a forgotten group. We say, all right, now we've given you Medicare, we've given you old age housing, and we've given you Social Security. And so now go out to pastures alone and leave us alone. Let's let the youth, the young people, now we, and the fine societies, when you look at the great societies of all time, they have had, of course, a strong ingredient of youth that's vitality and dynamism and imagination and experiment and all the rest. But they've always had the balance of age with them. That's what it is. It's like a, or of course, to drink, but it's like a good martini, right? You know, right? Right. I mean, it depends on your taste, but some like them. The Europeans drink 3-1, 2-1, and be gay on them. And we drink 7-1 and fall down. This conference to be something that we want to be able to say, as a result of this conference.